The Play Smelter Theater Festival has been around since 2013. It's an opportunity for writers to workshop their plays on stage with actors and an audience. And while the event has been around for years, they've never seen anything like this next story. Jake Deeth is a playwright who will be highlighted tonight at the Sudbury Theater Center. And the central character in his play is a brown bear named Katya, who's stuck in a Russian prison. Our producer, Bridget Yard, reached Jake to talk about his play, Ekaterina, and she asked him if he was nervous ahead of the show.
Oh, my God, it is terrifying. It's a little bit different. I'm an actor as well, and it's a little bit different because you have so much more to work off of when it comes to a piece that you're taking part in yourself. There, you know that it's been vetted. If you're in the Crucible, you know how Arthur Miller has worked this piece forever and ever, even before it was published. And it is so old, and there's so many different productions, and there's so much to work off of. But when you are the person that is meant to do the creating, it's incredibly nerve-wracking. I've never felt this. There's a bit of excitement for it to be seen by people. There's a bit of fear for it to be finally out into the world. And then there's a little bit of the unknown of, okay, well, what's the next step? What am I doing? How will the audience receive it? Am I being clear? There are moments where it's like, okay, I don't know exactly what this bit is for this reading. I'm comfortable with this being seen, but there's so much more work that I have to get done on this piece. And I'm sure that's how every playwright feels. I'm sure there's a point where, like, I will just continue to edit, which I had done for years. And someone's going to say, okay, that's enough. It's great the way it is. Let's just commit to doing this piece. But it is so different from having something that I am in to having something that I am writing be performed.
Yeah, it sounds personal. I'm interested in the premise of this play.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Of course. So I, such as every single human being on the world, was very affected by the pandemic. It was 2020. It was March 8th. My mom had just got off the phone with me. She said, you can't be in Toronto right now. I had lived in Toronto for 8 years prior. She said, it's too much. I want you to come home. And because I'm a very good son and I had a free ride from a friend, I obviously came home. And then by my 25th birthday, which was just, about 2 weeks or so after, the whole world had shut down. It was all done. So I was feeling this incredible dread and fear of this life that I committed to. There was no knowledge of when everything was going to go back to normal or what the new normal was going to be. And I had this endless fear of dread. And because my parents loved me, but also love a good work ethic way more. I wasn't, they said, you know what? You're not allowed to take CERB for too long. We're getting you a job. And I said, okay. Oh my God. I cannot tell you how hard I fought, but it was, I obviously lost. So my mom got me a job with her mining company, which is Glencore, to work as a COVID screener for one of their mine sites. So at 9 p.m. at night, from 5 a.m., I was in Onaping, right attached to the first aid building, this bunker, basically. And
wow.
In my absolute dread, I was just scrolling through Twitter, or maybe I heard someone talking about it or something, but I came across an article, and it was a female brown bear given life sentence in prison. I thought, that's first off the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I can safely say I don't think I've ever read a full article from any news faction. I love CBC. Never read a full article.
Okay.
But I read the whole thing. And I learned this incredibly tragic and traumatic story that they attract this beautiful brown bear. And as a publicity stunt or something from this prison in Russia, they thought they would give this violent offender, this bear, a life sentence in prison. And I thought, what an insane life to lead, that you have resulted in being given a bear held in a human prison for. And she had about 15 years of her sentence, and then she was sent to an animal sanctuary. But I thought that is an incredibly sad story of all these different things. She was poached, sold as a pet, put into a circus, abandoned by the circus, sold to a campsite, chained up to trees and cages. Just this awful, awful, traumatic life. And I thought there's something that, and then she was held in this, and then she was put in prison. And though I do not equate, you know, me sitting outside making $28 an hour and taking someone's temperature to being held in a prison, I did find this kinship of isolation and dread and fear of the unknown and missing the life that I had built for myself. And I found all the stuff similar with this Russian female brown bear. And then I started to, in the middle of the night or very, very early morning, I pulled a notebook out of my car and I started writing in the dead of night what I thought her process would be, what I thought her just stream of consciousness idea. And then that kind of created the story of my play in Katarina.
That is incredible. There's so much there to touch on, but I'm very curious, in terms of the audience or the people who are going to hear this play, eventually see this play, what do you want them to take away from it? There's so many great themes here.
Yeah, I think the main thing that I had to try and accept for myself during the pandemic too was, no matter what situation you're in, no matter the unknown that you have for the future or the past that you continue to have in your head, how can someone, a bear or human, find happiness in the situation that you're stuck in, that you have no control over?
Well, I can't wait to see how this all turns out and what the final iteration of this play is. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jake Deeth is an actor and playwright. He'll be presenting and workshopping his play Ekaterina as part of the Play Smelter Theater Festival tomorrow night. The festival takes place at the Sudbury Theater Center, and it all kicks off tonight with an artist's opening reception at 6 o'clock.